Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 344, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 344. Today I learn the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. This is your law, my father, not my own. I have not understood what giving means, and thought to save what I desired for myself alone. And as I look upon the treasure that I thought I had, I found an empty place where nothing ever was, or is, or will be. Who can share a dream? And what can an illusion offer me? Yet he whom I forgive will give me gifts beyond the worth of anything on earth. Let my forgiven brother fill my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. Thus is the law of love fulfilled, and thus your son arises and returns to you. Amen. How near we are to one another as we go to God. How near is he to us? How close the ending of the dream of sin and the redemption of the Holy Son of God. Today I learn the law of love, that what I give my brother is my gift to me. Who can share a dream? And what can an illusion offer me? If I spend my time in the dream, in the thoughts of the past, in the thoughts of the future, then I am not able to be in communion with my brother, myself, my truth. If I am preoccupied somewhere other than now, then I am not aware of who I am. Instead, I am wrapped up in some version of an I that is unreal, an illusion, a dream. Love is only recognized for what it truly is in the present moment, in a moment of complete honesty of who I am, a moment in complete purity of receiving who I am, a moment in which I'm not looking for an answer to be one way or another. An answer that I'm not trying to contrive, but in the simple purity of the truth, a moment in which I know who I am, what everything is. I can only give my brother what I gave myself. I can only give my brother the gift of seeing him in truth. Would anything else be a gift? I can only give this if I have been honest with myself and truly seen myself. This is the law of love. To truly give love, I must recognize myself as only love. I must come to a realization of the truth of what I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today to return again and again and again to the recognition of what I am. Guide me into the present moment if I should stray. Help me to truly remember that it is only in the present moment that I can share love. Help me now to sink deeply into my heart to learn my true identity. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, sinking into a comfortable, relaxed position, taking a few deep breaths, allowing ourselves to ground into the present moment. Noticing what is happening right now in this present moment. What are the sounds we're hearing? How does the skin feel? Is there a coolness, a warmth, a breeze? Are there other body sensations? And we move further inward. What mood is there right now? what thoughts are coming into the mind. Noticing all of these things that are perceived, all that comes into awareness. Allowing all of them to be equal in their meaning, in their importance. And now letting them all be there just as they are, not wanting to change them or fix them, not resisting them, simply allow them. Being aware that you are aware of them. And being aware that they're not you, you're simply the one aware of them. Letting them all be over there and you're over here. You're here. You have a knowing that you exist. What else is there about you, your existence, without using the mind to contrive an answer? Sit in the purity of simply being open to what is known without the mind. Ask yourself as you sit here in awareness of being aware of your existence. What is existence? What you are? Feeling into this, not using the mind, but allowing it to reveal itself. From where does this knowing of existence come from? Feel the peace of simply being this existence. Feel the stillness of existence. Feel the clearness of existence. Feel the unshakable calm of existence. The practice is to become very familiar with sitting in the peace and calm, steadfastness of existence. There may be sounds that come into awareness. Practice staying in the core, the peace of existence. You're aware of being aware of the core and peace of existence. And you're aware of being aware of the sound in your ears. The sound doesn't take you out of the core of existence. The sound is there, but it's not you. It's not important. From sitting in the seat of existence, the sound is meaningless. practice remaining undistracted, sitting in the core of existence. Thank you for joining with me today. In practicing being undistracted in our truth. Namaste.